24 horses will compete in today's Melbourne Cup over 3.2 kilometres. Takes over just 3 minutes, kicks off at 5. There are two New Zealand bred horses in today's race, as you've heard, who shot the Barman and Zakada. It's a national public holiday in the state of Victoria, one of the biggest days of the year for betting. Mark Stafford is at the TAB. No real point in asking you for tips, is there, Mark?
Very good morning.
No longer Australia's richest race, Sydney's Everest race is the richest now. Does that take the gloss off the Melbourne Cup?
No, not at all, because horse racing's got such a rich history, and the Everest was a race invented not too long ago to be a big stakes race, which it was, but it certainly doesn't have the history of Melbourne Cup. I think you could stop someone in the street and say, what sort of race is the Everest? And they might say it's a mountain climbing race, but the Melbourne Cup, everyone knows it's a horse race, and it's the history and the pedigree, and it's still worth $7 million or something, so it's a big old race.
What are the leading chances then?
I think in the past there's always a favourite, and they don't normally do very well, but I do feel like the favourite this year is well worth a look. And you said you've looked through the form, so have a look at number 11. It's called Yucatan, and it's ridden by a New Zealander, James McDonald.
Yeah, we've just been talking about that. He's being billed as a redemption story, James McDonald, isn't he? Because he was off field for a while with having bet on himself.
Yeah, had a slight indiscretion as a young man, served his time, but didn't take away his ability in the saddle. He's come back stronger, wiser, and just under demand by so many of the top leading trainers. And Aidan O'Brien, the trainer of Yucatan, is arguably the best trainer in the world. It's his best horse, and he wants the best jockey, and he's gone for James McDonald. And it'll be massive if James can win this.
Yeah, especially from position 23.
Yeah, and it's wide, but there is about 900 metres to the first corner. And so James will have a long time. It'll take them about a minute to run that far. He'll have a long time to settle it and find a nice posse for it. Probably won't get to the fence, but just in a nice bit of space. It's a horse that needs a little bit of space around it, wouldn't want to be hemmed in. So it's not as bad as what it sounds.
Are people as interested as they ever are today in the Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, I think more so this year than the last two or three, and it's because of the Kiwi connections. I mean, Michael Walker is another New Zealand jockey who's got a ride. There's a few New Zealand trainers. Of course, Chris Waller, who trains Winks, who's arguably the best horse in the world. He's got three in here as well, including Youngstar, which is probably one of my top three or four horses as well. So lots of Kiwi connections. And in recent years, it's all been the Northern Hemisphere raiders that have grabbed the headlines. But no, there's a bit going on.
The thing about the Melbourne Cup is there are no dogs in it, right? They're all good horses, otherwise they wouldn't be there.
Yeah, you have to qualify. And at the start of the year, there's, you know, a couple of hundred horses are nominated, and then you have to prove yourself that you're good enough to take it on. And so the 24, you know, you can normally look at a race with 16 horses in it and put the line through half of them and say, well, they can't win. But you could probably only do that with a couple in this race.
Any women jockeys riding today?
Women jockeys? I don't think there is today.
No, I didn't see any, which is quite unusual now. There's plenty around, eh?
Yeah, there is. They're fantastic, well-balanced jockeys as well. And in fact, Michelle Payne won it last year or the year before, which was fantastic. So, yeah, I don't see any there today.
Mm. Who shot the Barman? Are you rating that?
Oh, probably for the first half of the field, but it's its fourth go. It's never finished worse than 11th. I think it's had a third and a fourth in it. It's getting on. It's probably seen its best days as far as an out-and-out competitor to win it, unless there was a lot of rain, which I don't know that there's going to be today. It could be a hope.
In the Melbourne Cup betting, do you get all those complicated formulations, you know, the trifecta, bifecta, bloody blah, or do you get a whole lot of people who just put the money on the nose?
I guess the most popular bet is just each way. You know, $5 to win and $5 a place.
Yep.
And if it wins, you get both of them. If it comes second or third, you get the place money back. And you'll always more than double your money in the Melbourne Cup, even if it just comes a place. That's probably the most common bet.
Well, you have a very good day, although if you have a good day, the rest of us won't, I suppose.
Well, it could work out that way, but there's always plenty of winners.
Mark Stafford from the TAB is a bookie.